This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Previous witnesses have testified Cipollone was in meetings in which lawyers debated strategies to overturn former President Donald Trump's election loss. The committee says that it requires Cipollone's testimony after obtaining other evidence about which he was uniquely positioned to testify. The committee says Cipollone had previously given the committee an informal interview but refused to provide on-the-record testimony. Greg Abbott, the governor of the U.S. state of Texas, is taking steps to respond to the deaths of dozens of migrants inside a sweltering tractor trailer, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Abbott is setting up more checkpoints on highways,
targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
The Republican governor says many of these deaths could have been prevented if President Biden fully funded the Border Patrol operation. He pointed out the truck passed through a border checkpoint.
It was unexpected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives.
The truck was registered in Texas, but had fake plates and logos. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Joe Biden thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday for dropping his objections to the bids by Sweden and Finland to join NATO, leading the way for the military alliance to expand even closer to Russia. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A journalist was shot Wednesday in northeastern Mexico as he was leaving his house with his 23-year-old daughter, who was seriously injured, according to state prosecutors and the newspaper that employed him. Antonio de la Cruz was a reporter for the local newspaper Expresso for almost three decades. His death brings to 12 the number of journalists killed this year in the country, the deadliest for the Mexican press. De La Cruz reported on rural and social topics such as water shortages for the Expresso. The federal prosecutor's office said it was opening an investigation into the deadly shooting. Well, disgraced American singer R. Kelly is devastated at being sentenced to 30 years in prison for racketeering and sex trafficking, according to his defense team. AP Music correspondent Margie Saraletta has that story.
R. Kelly did not address the court before his sentence. He had little reaction, even when his accusers addressed him directly. One said through tears she had lost faith in the legal system until a jury found Kelly guilty of racketeering and other counts in September. Another said Kelly made her do things that broke her spirit. Kelly, who is 55, denied wrongdoing. His lawyer said Kelly had an abusive childhood and deserved no more than 10 years in prison. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Israel on Wednesday moved closer toward its fifth election in less than 4 years, plunging it deeper into political uncertainty as it grapples with rising living costs amid renewed international efforts to revive a nuclear deal with Iran. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced he would not run in the upcoming election, but would retain his position as alternate prime minister after his coalition partner, Yair Lapid, takes over as head of the caretaker government. Lapid and Bennett ended Benjamin Netanyahu's record of 12 years reigning over the country by forming a rare ideologically mixed alliance that included an independent Arab party for the first time. The government lasted longer than many expected but faltered in recent weeks amid infighting. And Pfizer Incorporated and partner BioNTech said Wednesday they signed a $3.2 billion deal with the U.S. government for 105 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine, which could be delivered as soon as later this summer. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.